Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program here on all Lotus radio stations. I'm your host, Ian Sorensen, and my first interview today, oh man, what a thing to talk about. Beth McMillan, Executive Director of Art Town, is in the studio. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and you guys are just down to the wire. It's coming up quick.
I know, we are. And you know, it's 23 years, and when you put this thing together and you start in September and you start putting the next year together, You got all these pieces that come together piece by piece, and it never really feels like a complete unit until like now, because now you talk about it in its entirety as opposed to this piece and that piece.
I mean, exactly what we've been talking about. It's over 500 separate events and involved with so many different kinds of art, and
right,
it's all over town.
Well, yeah, so we even have a satellite campus, a satellite location venue in Carson City.
Really?
We're in Arrow Creek, we're in Carlin Ranch, we're in Midtown, we're in Sparks. You know, love to go out to Virginia City soon. They've got great art venues there. You know, we are in Virginia City.
Really?
I beg your pardon. We're at Piper's Opera House.
Well, that's a good place to go.
I know.
If you're going to go. Yeah,
so really, the footprint has, and Incline Village, of course, we've grown tremendously in our footprint because everybody says, is Art Town growing? I don't want it to grow in its time period. A month is pretty much all I have the bandwidth for,
right,
and my staff, and the community. I mean, you can only come out for so many days.
It's almost overwhelming, but I mean, summer is perfect for that. Smack dab in the middle of summer, you know, you have all this time and the weather's lovely. So just you can check out this event in the afternoon and then go over to this thing in the evening. And
if you really plan your Art Town, you can really navigate it pretty easily. And it's really a wonderful way to gather with friends and family in different venues around town, get to know your city a little bit better.
Yeah.
And it's such a, at the end of July, people always go, oh my gosh, I just wish we could have this sort of activity all year long, just something to do after dinner or something to go down and meet a friend to do. You're not hanging out in a bar, no offense, nothing against bars, but you're really taking in, as you say, it's perfect for the summer. And we have an island in a river in downtown. How perfect is that?
Exactly, Wingfield Park, like what we're talking about. So can we kind of talk about the inception of this? I mean, have you been there since the beginning?
I do know the inception. So Art Town started in 1996, and a group of people who were with the Arts and Culture Commission, which was then called City 2000, and business leaders got together, and downtown Reno was kind of grotty. It was dying.
Right.
Casinos were closing. There was no urban lifestyle, no restaurants, no retail. And these people got together and said, we've got this beautiful river that goes through downtown. Why don't we use arts and culture as a tool to revive the downtown region? And they went to what was then Park Lane Mall and interviewed people on video and said, if we did this thing with the arts, would you come back downtown? And people overwhelmingly said, absolutely no.
So
I know, right?
Wow.
And they went, well, you know what? We're going to do it anyway. So they went to every arts organization and said, can you do a performance? Can you do a workshop? Can you do an exhibit? Can you do... Over a three-week period of time, from July the 8th through the 28th, they put this thing on called Uptown Downtown Art Town, and 30,000 people showed up.
Get out.
So they knew that they had something that was good. And now we have an estimated attendance of about 300,000, over 500 events, over 100 venues. We partner with, I don't know, several hundred people to make this happen. And it's this July that used – July used to be a hot month sandwiched between a rodeo and a car show.
Right.
And now, best month of the year.
Exactly.
Right?
Now, this is something that definitely everyone looks forward to, and we get a lot of people coming in from all over.
Right.
Including talent-wise, I might add. I mean, you have bands from all over the world.
All over the world.
To perform. And
yeah, and I think that's really evolved over the years. I know that I belong to several organizations, and I've served as president and really gotten deeply involved in these service organizations, partly because I think it's a good thing to do, and partly because I really think I can help showcase Reno as a community and as a location, a cultural hub.
Yeah.
We don't need to go to San Francisco or Los Angeles or New York to see these artists. Not only that, we bring them here for free.
Yeah, I know.
So our community would go see an artist that they probably wouldn't purchase a ticket for, and afterwards would say, well, I would definitely pay to go see that artist again.
Right.
So you really are doing, you're connecting the community, you're inspiring community, you're educating your community, and now the expectations from this community artistically are way sophisticated and you know, they, well, how about this? And, you know, have you thought about that? And it's beyond anything I would ever have imagined. I also want to make sure that we're very inclusive and diverse.
Right.
That's our board represents that. We have representation from many different cultures, many different communities, and that represents who we are as a festival. And that's the kind of programming I want to do.
All right. Well, that's something to aspire to, for sure. This is really lovely. And I kind of want to get your background. How long have you been a part of our town?
So,
yourself.
I've been part of our town since 2001, so a long time.
So, yeah, you're fully invested now.
I'm fully invested. And I came to the United States as a dancer. I danced in a show called Hello Hollywood Hello, which was part of the MGM Grand Theater was built, which is now the Grand Sierra. So the Grand Theater that is there now was the Ziegfeld Showroom, biggest indoor proscenium stage in the world. And I came over to dance in that show.
Wow.
And then, you know, when that show closed, I had my own business teaching kids dance. I then ran the ballet company. And then I was invited to join Art Town.
Okay. And then you just volunteering or doing actual paid job? And then you just kind of worked your way up to executive director?
Well, I came in as the festival manager. At that time, it was sort of a part-time position because I still had my own business. And then I got into the executive director position in 2003, 2 years later. And it really, I feel like I have this huge responsibility, and I'm very grateful for it, to really, when I go to New York and I see all these great edgy art offerings, and I go, oh, I just want to bring this, and I want to bring this, and I want to bring this. And I know I can't do that because it's so out there. Mm-hmm. And our community, we've got to just grow the bandwidth.
Yeah.
A little bit by...
Kind of push the boundaries a little bit, but exactly. Don't leap them necessarily.
So I feel like I'm on this train with the community, and I'm taking them along this journey, and we're pushing that boundary. Every year, we're taking it a little further. I mean, if I went all the way to what I see in New York, everybody get off the train at the next stop and go, I'm done. Yeah. So my job here is to sort of navigate those waters on how I can really bring our community along and push the envelope so it feels like an evolution of the arts for them.
Right. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And actually, since you were talking about your dancing background, I kind of want to get your take on some of the acts that are going to be in our town that you're really excited about. Dancing related, but also otherwise. If there's just a couple things that you have in your head that you're like, oh, I cannot wait to see this.
We're bringing Bandaloop, which is a dance company that rappels off buildings. And they are going to be on the 1st of July rappelling off City Hall. So their stage is a vertical stage. And they do, they've just performed with Pink at the American Music Awards. They were at the Shanghai Fashion Week. They are really this international wow.
Yeah.
And so they'll be doing a performance on the 1st of July at I think it's 5 o'clock, 6:30, and then at night when it's dark under lights at 9:30.
Man.
And in between all of that, you can go – that's at City Hall. In between all of that, you go to Wingfield Park and you see Los Lobos.
Los Lobos for a free concert at Wingfield.
I know, right?
That's insane. You guys have a crazy amount of acts. Blind Boys of Alabama are going to perform.
Right, with Paul Thorne.
With Paul Thorne.
I mean,
yeah,
right?
That's a crazy
Did you know that
billing.
Paul Thorne always talks about how his father was a priest, his uncle was a pimp?
Yeah. I think so, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So now he's with the Blind Boys of Alabama. It's going to be a pretty cool night to see what happens.
For sure.
Jake Shimabukuro.
Jake Shiai, ukulele master.
And he's doing a free lesson in Idlewild Park at the California building the same day for anyone in the community who wants to bring their ukulele.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's got to be insane. People can check out full calendar of events, which, by the way, I got to commend you on your website. It's so easy to manage.
I know, right?
Navigate. Reno is arttown.com.
Right. And Arttown only has one T.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's hugely important. People go, I can't get it. It's broken.
It's not Arttown. It's Arttown. There we go. Let's stress that.
I have some people call it Art Own. Yeah.
Art Own, yeah.
But But it's, and then we have some great theatrical stuff. We're bringing in a guy from Edinburgh at the Illusionist table. He's a mentalist, and it's a dinner party for 24 people at Liberty, and he reads your mind, and he tells you this, and there's 24 people sitting at this three-course meal by Mark Esty. So stuff like that's going on. We're bringing in Parsons Dance from New York, one of the best contemporary dance companies ever, is going to be at Bartley Ranch. It's just...
The list goes on and on.
It
really
does.
Yeah, and it's then quality and quantity.
Up at the Wilbur D. May Arboretum, all month long, is this Asian, this Chinese Dragon Lights Festival. Every night,
I 13 about that on my
acres.
Show.
Right?
Yeah, it sounds gorgeous.
And that's going to be starts, I think, on the 30th of June. Goes all the way through July.
Right on.
So, I mean, you can experience, and there's so many different workshops and opportunities to you for everybody to experience Art Town as an artist.
Yeah.
You know, we have exhibits in restaurants and weird, interesting places. I mean, the goal for me still is art around every street corner that you go. I don't mind if it's somebody playing a saxophone or paintings hanging in empty shop windows.
Right. Murals.
Whatever. Yeah. Just
walk 5 feet and there's something new.
Exactly.
That is the goal. You're killing it. Thank you. I just want to thank you for coming in. This is amazing. Again, it's renoisarttown.com.
Right.
Check out ticketed events. A lot of the stuff is free.
Most of it's free.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Beth McMillan, Executive Director for Art Town.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.